At the time, I was a California resident, so I was waitlisted for some medical schools. I grew tired of waiting. I felt like I was getting old, and a lot of my friends were going to Caribbean for school, to St. George's University. And that's when all the frustrations began. I knew it was an international school. I had to ask vocational rehab to help me request real-time captioning at my school, and the request had been denied. And it's an international school, so I had to accept this. I tried to manage in other ways, like asking friends for notes. Some classmates would type out the lectures, and I would copy their notes. I also had a tutor, and that was helpful. And luckily, it's funny, I always find people willing to help me out. There were two fluent signers. One was a Jehovah's Witness, and the other was a Mormon. They were on their missionary year working with deaf people, so they knew American Sign Language very well. I asked for their help, and I used my loans to pay them to help me out with my clinicals, like working with patients. And they accepted. I had to foot the bill myself, and they would come with me for clinical work. It's an international school, so I had to find people, ask if they'll help, and pay for it myself. For my rotations, I went to hospitals in New York and London. My program started, and then my father was stricken with a serious heart condition. He needed a transplant, and we had to wait for one. We were all in a state of shock, so I had to put on school on hold for a while. After some time, I was finally able to go back to school, back to my hospital rotations. Everything was going fine. I had good peers and classmates who would share information, and we'd help each other out. And that helped me in my rotation since I didn't have any interpreters. And I would try to read lips. If I didn't understand the doctor, I would note it and ask again later. It worked out. So now we have new technology, like the iPad. So I realize now that everything can be achieved through technology. In retrospect, it would have been nice if I could have had remote captions for my classes. Maybe the iPad could have captioned my classes simultaneously while the teacher lectured. That way I could see the text and not miss anything. Ideally, best case scenario, I would have an interpreter live in person for my classes. For my lab classes, I preferred an interpreter. Like if there's a cadaver, I have to look at the cadaver, then the interpreter, and then back to the cadaver, and back and forth. Yeah, lab classes are a challenge. You just have to be proactive all the time. You have to go one step further to educate people. That's been the story of my life. You always have to take extra measure to teach people all the time. That's just life. You have to be proactive. Sure, there were many frustrating times. I used to complain to my roommate and to my partner. There were a lot of frustrating times. But I mean, I had support from my families and friends. I just made it through.